Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds, where our biggest challenger is actually ourselves. Mind games.
Healthy bodies still benefit from exercise. Why shouldn't healthy minds and emotions? That's where this guy steps in each week. We call him our personal trainer for the mind. Maris, you've prepared a couple of weeks on being a good listener. Did your wife put you up to this by any chance?
Okay, so my wife didn't actually suggest that I do this topic, but it is something that I have to be aware of in my relationship. I think we all have to. I listen to people for a living, but that doesn't mean that in my private life I get away with not listening. So I thought we'd do a little bit on what makes a good listener and what makes not such a good listener. We'll start with the not so good things. A lot of time people don't understand the art of listening, and they don't understand that and you've heard that thing that 90% of our communication is nonverbal. It's the things we don't say. It's what we communicate with our body. So body language is a really important thing, but people that aren't listening particularly well have body language that is not turned towards the person, it is not centered on the person, it might look a little bit standoffish. Other ways that people often fall down in the listening department is by not actually giving the person their attention in an active way, by almost actively ignoring the person, by engaging in other activities. What you're communicating to the other person in that situation is that the other activity is more important than what they're trying to communicate. People sometimes get information wrong. It's a good sign that they're not actually listening and taking it on. If people are changing the subject or interrupting or taking over the communication, sometimes finishing people's sentences can be a really, really good form of shutting the conversation off and not allowing it to actually continue. And also, the biggest thing you can do if someone says, "Are you listening to me?" is lie and say that you are when you aren't, because they're asking you because they're getting a pretty good idea that you're not listening. So it can be quite insulting to then say, "Of course I'm listening, of course I'm listening." The other thing that's really, really important is to try and avoid the kitchen sink syndrome, and that's kind of, I'm actively doing something else while you're talking to me, and the information is bouncing off me and I haven't given you my attention. So there's some bad listening techniques that you can try to avoid this week.